This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's go around the NFL from what was a wild Sunday in the final week of the National Football League regular season. And actually, I want to jump into Black Monday. Mm-hmm. As Black Monday started early and literally, as the Atlanta Falcons, mere hours after doing the funniest thing, at least the most Atlanta sports thing, which is finishing out the season having won, I think, 7 of their last 8, and the last one being a game in which their division rivals were rooting very heavily for them, and they came through because Atlanta Falcons football doesn't
what
come
they
through.
Do.
They don't come through for Atlanta fans. They come through for everybody else. Mere hours after managing that feat, I believe it was a 19-17 victory over the New Orleans Saints, which that score alone, deeply annoying. Then you have both general manager Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris being fired.
And team president.
And team president is a job that is open as well. The Atlanta Falcons cleaned the entirety of the house. How did this hit you?
To me, it hit me as, well, first of all, complete house cleaning, as you just pointed out. But I think Arthur Blank is finally starting to realize, I've got to take control of this thing. And I think he was listening to too many, trusting too many people that shouldn't have been trusted. And so I think I actually think Arthur Blank did the right thing here. Just everyone. Just start over. That's that's what they need to do. They have to just start completely over.
That is such an annoying franchise all the way around. Yeah. I do think that it was evident that Terry Fontenot wasn't doing a great job of acquiring talent. They had finally gotten themselves together defensively. Raheem Morris also, who I think this will be a little bit of a theme in some of these firings that we cover on a Black Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Raheem Morris is a good coach.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think he needed to be a head coach. There was a lot of inconsistencies with some of his decision-making context. And so I think it was right to fire him.
Yeah.
Now, Arthur Blank is hiring two different consulting firms
two's better than one,
president of football and to help them fill these roles that they had.
What do you think? Okay, what do you think?
And one of the big names in this is that Matt Ryan had a voice in giving Arthur Blank some advice on what they should do here, and he is the big name that is being bandied about as the possible next president of football operations that would then help hire a general manager and a head coach. And I just look at them and I'm like, you can't be serious. First of all, the consulting firm thing, it's just got to be the best racket, at least in sports. I won't speak outside of my wheelhouse and go anywhere further, but the consulting thing just always feels like a racket. But you do. You have two different consulting firms looking to hire in two different realms at the same time on an entirety of an organization that they've just made poor decisions time and time again. This just does not feel like it's going to work.
No, I like what he's doing. I don't know, and I don't think it's necessarily going to work. But I do think that they were so disheveled and disorganized, they had to just start completely anew. I think Matt Ryan probably has the, you know, the connections and the wherewithal to maybe get things started there, to point them in the right direction. But I'm with you on the whole consulting. It's an illusion. It's always an illusion. It's for the perception of, hey, no stone unturned. We're going to cast a wide net. What other cliche do you want to hear? Because they're going to say it, not just them, every team that has an opening. Oh, we're going to beat the bushes. There's another one. We're going to beat the bushes to find the right guy. Make sure it's the right fit. Oh, there's another one. All these things you're going to hear. I do feel sometimes, you know, it does take someone like a Matt Ryan to not necessarily make the decisions, but kind of point you in the right direction.
Don't forget, the Atlanta Falcons don't have their own first round pick.
This is
year.
True, too.
They traded their first round pick to trade up to acquire James Pierce Jr.
Yeah.
I love watching this team from afar because it's just the dumbest thing ever.
Have some sort of personal vendetta against Atlanta?
No, I just love how nonsensical they are.
Okay.
It is just a very nonsensical team. But hopefully that fixes their defense. Some other names.
But wait, there's more.
There are more indeed. Kevin Stefanski of the Browns gone, and that just had to happen. Mm-hmm. He had a very real disdain with the quarterback that they feel like that seems like he is at least their best option in the right now.
Yeah.
I actually do want to return to Shador at some point because it feels like you have to with the Browns. This just had to happen, right? It just had not gone well enough. The two-time coach of the year still just had not found a way to win there.
I think he's a good coach, and I think he's going to get a job sooner rather than later, as in this offseason.
Strong agree.
And I think it was just never going to fit in Cleveland because Cleveland. That's why, the whole situation.
I tend to agree. It's just a circumstance that's not really well built to win. A friend of mine was talking about this with me yesterday, and he asked the question of me, which is, do they have to hire another head coach that is all in on Shador Sanders?
I think that's a great question.
You know what I mean? Because I don't know that Shador Sanders is entrenched as he is the new standing franchise quarterback such that when you are hiring, you need to be your game plan or your plan for the team needs to tell me what you're planning on doing with Shador. However, he is the best quarterback, at least in my estimation, that they have available to them. And so it feels like he needs to be a
factor. That doesn't make him good.
Right.
You know, he is the best option at this point and maybe the biggest unknown. But you saw what I saw at the end of the year. He wasn't that good. His QBR was down the last couple of games big time. Now, maybe it's a Cleveland thing, you know, also. But that doesn't make him good. It just means he's the best option.
Yeah, but either way, I'm with you on all fronts. I do think that Kevin Stefanski, who is a good offensive mind, I'm seeing people on the text line asking, should the Texans bring in Kevin Stefanski to be an offensive assistant or, you know, consultant? Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works with this team as they're currently constituted. But, I mean, I think that there's going to be a team that will get a good offensive mind.
I think he's
going to
be a coordinator. Head coach.
I think there's a possibility of him, especially with there's not a lot of experienced offensive play calling coaches.
Imagine
right now.
Him like with the Giants.
That's one of those names that's absolutely has been floated out there. A man who I do not think will be getting another job who was fired or just earlier. Was it earlier today? Yes, indeed. Pete Carroll with the Raiders. One singular season with the Raiders and he is gone. This is probably the one that registers as the biggest failure of any of these firings. Some of these other ones, a few years, you didn't get to where you wanted to get. Okay. This was a swing by the Raiders to try and, I don't want to say jumpstart this team, because I don't think that the expectations were even that lofty. I thought this was supposed to establish a foundation culturally, because that's what Pete Carroll does. He builds an organization. He did it at USC, even though that's college. He did it very well in Seattle. I thought that this was going to be they don't have to be great this year. I don't even know how good they have to be, but they establish a foundation. No foundation to be found. There was a lot of nepotism that I think ruined them because you know who their offensive line coach is? Don't worry, I'll tell you. His last name is Carroll. I think that those things absolutely showed that if you're not going to get the foundation here, you're not getting good play, Pete Carroll can't be here 70-some years.
I think the bigger problem is, you know, it's hard to establish culture and your style when ownership is just they got their hands in everything. Now, all of a sudden, you know, that ownership is just going to be, is it going to step aside? Is Tom Brady
I have no idea. That's where I'm.
Is Tom Brady going to take reins?
Very intrigued as to what to do here, because you said ownership. There's three different levels.
I mean, Chip Kelly wasn't Pete Carroll's choice.
No.
That's a problem.
Correct. So you have Spytek, who is the general manager. Mm-hmm. He has an input. You mentioned Tom Brady, the minority owner. He has an input. And, of course, Mark Davis, as the the primary owner of the team, also has an input. If they don't get that together, there's no alignment there, they are screwed. And finally, Jonathan Gannon. We saw his Arizona Cardinals just recently. That was one of their last, one of the 14 out of their last 15 losses, or 14 losses in their last 15 games. 15-36, they say goodbye to Jonathan Gannon.
That was never going to work out. That was from the day he walked into the building. It was just a weird vibe, weird dynamic with Kyler Murray and other pieces there. Jonathan Gannon, maybe like Raheem Morris, is built for certain things, but head coach is not one of them.
He's a good coach.
I'm not sure if he's built for head coach.
Yeah. I don't think they built an identity, and this was supposed to be a year where they were going to be a little bit better because they actually invested. Did not go that way. In fact, went the opposite way. It just made sense for them to cut ties. So that's what's happening on a Black Monday. And what's interesting is
two general managers as well.
Yeah, a couple general managers as well. But a lot of them holding their jobs on this. So I think it's interesting to see how this happens. But a lot of jobs that are opening up, and that's going to matter here in Houston, especially once you get past wild card round where you start having coaches interviewing. It feels very much like Matt Burke is going to be involved there. I don't think that will distract him, but that's always a conversation that is had in this time of year. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That's Around the NFL on a Black Monday, but more importantly, a victory reaction Monday for your Texans after a 38-30 victory. In fact, let's hear from the head coach. The head coach set to talk to the assembled media next. You'll hear that right here on Sports Radio 610.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
To McCarum Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
You're not going to believe this. Tommy Togiai is in the game. Let's see how they line up the big fella who plays D-line.
Ready fullback, I'd imagine.
Here we go. Woody Marks and Togiai, I formation, first and goal at the two. Stroud digs in on first and goal. Here's the give. He's going to fake it. CJ is going to take it himself. Everybody bought the fake, and Stroud ran around the right side for the score.
One of the fun moments in a 38-30 victory for your Houston Texans that ultimately solidifies the Texans as the 5 seed headed into the playoffs. He did not fake it. He messed up, which he admitted to afterwards. But very much a fun moment. Before I get to the series, I want to enjoy this mm-hmm. for a moment. I was a little shocked that the Texans actually went out of their way to try and get Togiai a touchdown in that moment. Now, we know later on in the game, he went and made it himself on the as Scott Van Pelt would call it, pitchy-pitchy-woo-woo, where then he ultimately gets the football, and he hauls ass to get in the end zone. But
he was not going to be denied. No,
he was not. It's kind of surprising to me that, and D'Amico Ryan's a player's coach, but I don't know that I would have expected him to do something like, you know, put the defensive end in at fullback to try and get him a touchdown.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, a couple of interesting things about that play. When he stepped out there, I don't know if you were still, you might have been out of the press box by that moment.
I might have been.
When Togiai got on the field, I looked at it and I said, well, now they have to give it to him, right?
I was there.
No, that's right. I was definitely there because I was like, give the big man a football.
In fact, when I thought it was a play fake, I was like, how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you not give the man a football?
Right, that's right. And I said, well, they have to give it to him. And then when he didn't necessarily like fumble with the ball, but you could tell it's kind of an awkward sort of fake, you know, and then pull the ball out. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh my gosh, that could have been a fumble.
Yeah.
That could have been an absolute fumble and a mess, but it wasn't. And then he got his later.
I want to talk more about that, but we got to hear from the head coach of the Houston Texans. A lot of interesting things that he might cover. So listen up. This is D'Amico Ryan's talking to the Assemble Media.
All right. Good afternoon.
Look at the opponent and the history, the coaching, all those things. What are some of your thoughts on the matchup with Steelers?
What's your question?
Your thoughts on the matchup with the Steelers, thinking of the opponent, the coaching, all those things.
We're excited for the matchup versus the Steelers. Really great team. Nothing but a ton of respect, all right, for Coach Tomlin and the success that he's had in the league, how he's done it for such a long time. He's a guy who definitely have always looked up to, always respected him, always has his teams ready to go, well coached, physical outfit, like they're going to play tough. And it was really cool to see how they won that game last night. Just pure will, determination, found a way to win.
You're listening to D'Amico Ryan's press conference here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. We good? Here you go.
Excited about the opportunity.
You guys have bigger goals, but what can you say about your defense since it ended the regular season as the best defense in franchise history?
Our defense did a really nice job throughout the entire year of limiting points specifically. That's what makes you a good defense. Also, you know, playing well in the passing game, but we didn't end the year well. Defensively, when it comes to giving up explosive plays, is really not good enough defensively. So we got to do a much better job if we want to advance and play longer in the playoffs. Got to play much better defense. So it didn't end how it should have.
With 18 weeks now behind you, what have you learned most about your team? How have you seen this team evolve, change, and kind of grow through the year?
Look, our team has been through a lot, and what I would say about our team is, you know, it really doesn't matter any kind of way the game shapes up. Whatever we need to do to win the game, we find a way to win the game. So it's the resiliency with our team. That's what sticks out to me the most about our guys. It's the close-knit group that we have. Guys are close. Guys are tight. Guys play for each other. That's all you can ask for.
What are some of the difficulties in playing against the Aaron Rodgers quarterback who's pretty much seen every defense, you know, that throughout, you know, from defensive coordinators throughout the league?
Yeah, Aaron's, I mean, he's done it at a high level for a long time because he's probably one of the smartest quarterbacks to play the game. Does a really good job, understands defense really well. But, you know, for us, that doesn't change. We got to go out. It's about the guys that are playing. Like, it's about our guys just playing together collectively, going against a really good opponent.
Do you have any,
Do you have any kind of relationship with Mike, and did he give you any advice or words when you first started this role at Houston?
I've always, you know, kept in touch with Mike as we, you know, get together throughout the owners' meetings, everything. Just always, you know, very complimentary of what we're doing here. Just always positive. That's the thing I say, always positive, always great encouragement from a guy who's done it at a level that everybody would seek to do it. Like, you've had over 20 years of winning seasons. Like, not many people can do that. And he's done it. He stuck around at one place, probably the longest tenure head coach right now in the NFL for a reason, because he knows how to win.
What are your thoughts on Arthur Smith and the way he operates an offense and attacks the defense?
I haven't dived into their offense that much, to be honest with you, so we'll see how that goes throughout the week.
You mentioned the explosive plays kind of happened late. What did you find was the reason for some of, I guess specifically for the last game?
Yeah, from our last game, it was too many busts. All right, guys not being where they're supposed to be, doing what they're supposed to do, and when you bust plays and coverages, you give up big plays.
What's the biggest difference about the playoffs? Say it's a new season and you start over. What's the biggest difference about playoff football?
Yeah, the biggest difference is those details and those fine, you know, techniques that we talk about all the time. If you're not on it, you get exposed. You can end up in a pretty tough situation that's harder to climb out of. So we know these games they're going to be tight. They're going to be tough. Everybody's in the playoffs for a reason. Everybody's earned that opportunity to get into the playoffs. So for me, it's everybody just has to tighten up on what we're doing, right? Offensively, defensively, special teams-wise, we all have to tighten up, starting with us as coaches. We got to tighten up to make sure we're all on the same page and make sure that our players, everybody knows exactly what they should be doing and how to get it done.
That's a really tough stadium to kick in Pittsburgh. What gives you faith that KB can handle those things on the road, on grass, et cetera?
Yeah, I have all the faith in the world in KB, no matter where we are. It's tough anywhere to kick the football. If anybody's tried kicking a field goal, let me see you make one. It's tough anywhere, no matter you're inside or outside, if you're on ESPN trying to kick it on College Game Day, it's tough to kick a field goal. So it's we'll see how it shapes out when we get there.
What he said, he was really proud of how his patience has shown up in his game, and that's something he improved on later in the year. Where does that kind of show up for him, and how does that help him at the running back spot?
What did you say?
Woody Marks said his patience at the position has helped him really kind of grow the back end of the season.
I think Woody is, and throughout the year, I feel like he's gotten better with the more reps that he's getting. And in game, I feel like Woody, he does a better job the more times he touches the football, right? He's always going forward, always gaining positive yards, and that patience comes with, you know, setting up your blocks. Right? You have to do a good job setting up your blocks to make put you in position to make guys miss at certain times, and Woody has done a good job of that.
To get T.J. Watt back last night. They also have Alex Highsmith on the other side. Just what are your initial thoughts on their pass rush and what the challenges
there? Yeah, you guys are fired up by the Steelers, huh? Man, can't wait. Yeah, they're great, great pass rush. Both guys, I know T.J. Watt's one of the all-time, sack leaders in the NFL for a reason. Great bloodline. He had a guy who can teach him how to do it, and his brother, J.J. So he's a really good player, good pass rush. Also, Highsmith, Highsmith doesn't get enough credit, I think, for the production and how disruptive he is as a pass rusher as well. So, you know, you want to play good defense, you have to have two good pass rushers, and they have that.
How healthy is your
On the other side, you guys obviously have a really strong pass rush. How important do you think that will be in this game coming up?
Yeah, for us, and how we played, you know, defense all year, it's really predicated on how we get after the passer. And that's starting with Will and Daniil and what they do off of the edge, and always our interior guys with how they're collapsing the pocket. And that'll be really important this week as well. You know, how can we disrupt the passer as much as possible, right, to make it difficult for him, to put us in advantageous positions to go and take the football away.
The big difference
does experience make it the playoffs? I mean, I know you don't want to go back to before, but yeah, having players that have been there, coaches that have been there, how much does that help?
I think when you have the experience that our group has, you know, we have a lot of guys who've been there. A lot of guys know what to expect. So it's not our first rodeo for a lot of guys. So I would lean in on that experience from our guys, just having conversations right on the side. Nothing formal that we need, but just guys just talking, you know, as we're in walking and passing, guys just letting each other know, like, what it's going to be like. You know, the intensity is going to pick up, right? You know, the importance of every single play is going to pick up. And as long as our guys are sharing that information to each other and everybody's just prepping the right way and how we go out and practice the right way, like, hey, we know it's win or go home. Everything is on the line. Everybody understands that. And for me, when you get in these games, you don't go start trying to – you don't start trying to do something that you haven't done before. Right? You just lean in on what you've been training for from training camp. And you lean in on that and you do that the right way, that puts you in position to win the game.
You enunciated all your components, your coaching, your training staff and everything. But you know, watching the game last night with the moisture and at that time of night, your equipment, man, would probably be just as important, if not more important, because I saw some guys slipping last night on that turf. Will that be an additional thing that y'all going to have to watch? At least the equipment, man, is going to have to watch coming in Monday night.
For sure, our equipment staff is very vital, especially when you're playing, you know, on the road, on different surfaces. You have to make sure the footing is, yeah, make sure our footing is really good, and that comes with those guys making sure we have everything we need. And our guys, our staff, equipment staff, does an outstanding job making sure our guys have everything they need and more. We pack a lot of stuff. So we'll be prepared for that. But specifically, the footing is the main thing. You want to make sure you have the proper cleats so you can have sure footing.
The priest with the holy water with the hit, the very
what's the question?
Did you notice that?
What's the
TV
question?
Follow up to Kim's question a little bit when you talk about turning the page right for the energy you guys are going to see in the postseason. When it comes to the rookies specifically, is it a message you deliver to them, or do you rely on the veterans to pull these guys aside?
Oh yeah, I'll deliver, you know, the message to everyone and make sure we're set, ready to go. Specifically for our rookies, making sure they understand, right? They understand the moment, right? And the main thing for our rookies is understanding that you have to take advantage of this moment. You don't know when they come around. Like, it's not just because you suit up, you're going to make it every single time. You got to go earn your right to get in there. We earned it. Now, what do you do with that? For our rookies, they just have to go and keep getting better. I think a lot of our rookies have done a good job all year of steadily improving, and that's what we want to see throughout the playoffs as well.
A little bit to that point, how do you approach the message when it comes to, like, hey, we're four wins away from our ultimate goal, or do you still stay real tunnel vision? And I kind of ask that because, you know, certain college coaches let their teams cut down the nets before the season starts to envision, like, what it would be like. And Will Anderson yesterday talking about we're four wins away. Like, what's your personal approach to that?
It's all about one game. Right? What, I mean, that's all we can handle, and that doesn't change for me. It's all about one game. So we go and handle the one game we have right now. You go and handle it the right way, then you earn the opportunity to get one more game. And you keep going. That's the message.
Odds are that Vegas has you all favored in this game. But, you know, the story throughout the weekend, I mean, as you can see throughout this press conference, has been the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin and going into this, do you feel like your team is still, like, kind of like the underdog, but nobody's still talking about the Texans?
I don't know. I don't have time to listen to it all. If we're the underdogs, if we're not, you know, all those things, that's for everyone else, right, to talk about, to decide, to debate throughout the week, have some spirited arguments about it. For us as a team, like, it doesn't drive anything I do when it comes to messaging. It doesn't drive anything for me when it comes to actually executing football, right? When the ball is snapped, like, nobody cares if you were underdog or you were the favorite. It doesn't matter. It's about how are you executing in the moment.
More close games in the playoffs whenever you're in it. You had 12 of them this year, 5 on the front side. Didn't go your way in the last 7. It did. Do you think the team's already been in that mode of this is how it's going to be. We have to be the team that knows how to make the plays at the end to win.
Our guys know how to win football games, and that doesn't change, right? Because we're in the playoffs, we've been in that mode for a while now. You know, every game has been important for us. Everything has been about, man, that's what it's been. That's our season. That's what it's been for us to fight back, to get into a spot, to even have this opportunity, right, to play in the playoffs. So our mindset is not changing now that we're in.
Having been in this situation before, having won games the way you all won, having built the team the way you all have built, do you feel like that has better prepared you for this moment than previously?
I feel like I've always been prepared for every moment. It's not that I'm better prepared because we've been through it before. Man, I've been here for the past several years. I've been in the playoffs before I got here. So I've been prepared for this moment and ready for it.
Offensive plays this year, of course, start with your center with Jake Andrews. What have you seen from the growth of Jake and kind of the evolution of the relationship with him and CJ as they've worked more together?
Jake has done a good job of setting the table when it comes to the protections, the mic points, ID, and up front. He's done a good job of communicating, which is what we need. You need a guy up front who is loud, can communicate, make sure everybody's on the same page, and Jake has done that for us.
This will be the first time the Texans played a whole playoff game to open up Wawa weekend. What's been your experience as a player and a coach? What's the biggest difference between playing at home in a playoff versus playing on the road in a playoff?
When you're in the playoffs, to me, it's, you know, you always would love to be in front of your home crowd, right? That's why they call it home field advantage, right? When your home crowd can be rowdy and loud on, you know, those significant plays, third down, red zone, you can have that crowd noise really cranking and really disrupting the flow of the opponent's communication. That's important when you're at home, right? We don't have the luxury of having that this year. But you go on the road in the playoffs, what's different? Hey, it's you against everybody else in their stadium. And we went on the road this year. Our team has handled themselves pretty well on the road this year, understanding that, again, it goes back to us being in the moment, executing, playing together. We won't have that crowd support, but that's okay. You still have to find a way to figure it out, find a way to win football games. And we've done that on the road. And, I mean, with big challenge on Monday night versus the Steelers. And we're excited about it versus a really tough crowd who we know they're going to be loud. And it's going to be a really great environment, cool environment for our guys. We haven't seen that before. It's going to be a really great environment for them to witness. Thanks, all right, cool.
There you go, D'Amico Ryans talking to the Assemble Media on this Monday that sees the regular season concluded and sees the Texans as the 5 seed ready to face off against the Steelers, as you heard D'Amico Ryans saying. Monday night, they will cap off the wild card weekend with the Monday night game at Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh, taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. A lot of interesting things within there, including that last one where D'Amico Ryans, he did not have to go as long as he did about that being on the road. I think that is front of mind for him in a real way of how that impacts his team on the field.
I think, well, not just that. At first, he kind of seemed like wanting to not revel, but, you know, talk about the season and what was and the game yesterday. And it kept turning to Pittsburgh, which is kind of the nature of things anyway. And he's like, boy, you guys sure do like asking a lot of questions about Pittsburgh, don't you? I was like, or the Steelers. You guys are fired up about Steelers.
That's what he said. The phrasing he used.
And so I think at first he was like, man, you know, we just had a really good season, and we're excited to move forward, but this is what you want to go. This is what you want to do. But then he's talking about, you know, the challenge in Pittsburgh. I don't think it is lost on D'Amico Ryans or this organization that, you know, number one, it's a team they haven't faced. Number two, it's Aaron Rodgers. And forget old heads like me talking about old Houston Oilers and Steelers. Just the fact that it is the Steelers. The Steelers have a legacy. 6 Super Bowl championships. You know, playing in Pittsburgh has always been, you know, menacing in the postseason. Pittsburgh hasn't lost a Monday night game what, in I saw the number, is it like 28 straight, 20, 25 straight?
Yeah.
And going out there at night in that environment, I think it's going to matter to him.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's plenty of time. Obviously, we got a weekend some because it's not just it's not a Sunday game or a Saturday game like you're used to. Saturdays in the wild card. Nope, it's a Monday game. Mm-hmm. A lot to talk about. But, yeah, D'Amico Ryan's talking to the Assemble Media. We'll circle back around to some of that here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. But it's Reaction Monday, victory Reaction Monday, in fact, after the Texans get a 38-30 victory over the Colts in the final game of the regular season. But coming up next, let's talk about what's popping, some things happening in the world of sports, and maybe revisiting some of the things that D'Amico talked about. We'll do that next.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
All right, let's talk about what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Black Monday has not been as bloody, at least, as
well,
I thought it
clean.
Could be. No, it isn't clean. There's been, what, four head coaches?
Six altogether. Some during the regular season, Tennessee and Giants.
Sure, that is fair. Six openings at head coach, but four that happened this weekend, including Kevin Stefanski, who I think is the one that's most interesting to Texans fans because he's the offensive play caller out of all of these. Raheem Morris of the Falcons, Pete Carroll, Jonathan Gannon. Are there any other ones that you feel like you're expecting to, or that you feel like should come down? As Mike McDaniel, does seem like he's actually probably going to be safe in the regards of, you know, head coaches who will remain in their place. I'm forgetting in this moment. Some of the other teams.
Zach Taylor.
Yeah, Zach Taylor will remain. And that one seemed to make sense because that offense is still very good, and they keep talking about him in such a way where they like, it feels like they like the relationship, the likes of Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Burrow. And so I think that they defer to those guys in that moment. It feels like
How do you feel about Shane Steichen?
Shane Steichen will remain in that place, and I think that that's for good reason. I think this was a year that confirmed that he can do his job incredibly well, although they did go on a pretty poor run on the backside of this. I think that was evidenced by, hey, you know, that quarterback thing mattered a good amount. But it is fair to note that the rest of the roster did kind of break down somewhat. But I think it's clear that Shane Steichen can do a good job. At the very least, another year
those
is
those probably would
for
be
him.
The three, right? McDaniel.
Of the coaches
Zach
that you would
Taylor,
think maybe.
And people had, you know, wondered about Shane Steichen during the they ended the year on a hell of a bad run.
Some people bring up Aaron Glenn, his vaunted Jets defense.
Now
that
he's
not
got
able
the to, he's got the next year coming, I think.
Yeah, I think. I think that you had to expect that this was not going to be a good year from where he was coming in. In fact, the conversations that he had seemed to maybe point to that without saying explicitly. And for me, the ultimate telltale is that they walked into the season with Justin Fields as their first choice quarterback, told me that they were expecting this to not be a great year and going to give him another year. Were you surprised by that statistic that came out that the Jets did not manage a single solitary interception for the first time?
Absolutely.
First time this has happened in the NFL since, what, 2013, something like that?
I mean, just by accident, a tipped pass, we saw some this weekend, you know, where the defensive lineman kind of just grabs him and all of a sudden the ball's in his arm. I mean, it's just by accident, you'd think you'd get one interception. They go 0-for.
Yeah, that's, for me, one of the things that I thought is, I know people looked at Aaron Glenn like, damn, how bad is your team? I didn't think that was a coaching thing. I think that just points to, one, lack of talent, but two, just the severe disfortune lack of fortune, whatever, that team has, which in some ways is me saying that they are unlucky, but other ways saying that is just how down bad they are as an organization where they can't even get luck on their side.
Right, and it really sort of, you know, the irony here is Aaron Glenn was a ball hawk.
Right.
Aaron Glenn was an all-pro. He was a pro bowler. He won a freaking football game for this franchise by himself dang near with an interception return and another interception, and that was against the Steelers back in the day. I think it was incredible. It's an incredible stat right there out of a number of stats that were bizarre this year. One other thing, just on the turnover with the NFL.
I was going to ask you how, if you were going to be surprised that Joe Shane is actually retaining his job as the Giants.
What I was going to say is, you know what's good work if you can get it? Be a general manager that an NFL owner trusts. Because these guys have no right, some of them. Monty Ossenfort.
Yeah.
Or, you know, in Arizona. Why is he keeping his job?
Yeah, that quarterback circumstance has been an absolute atrocity. They're clearly going to move on, it seems. But yeah, it just, sometimes I wonder if this is a certain level of institutional laziness where they go, do I want to turn over too? Like, I guess you could maybe possibly give a level of credit to Arthur Blank for having the temerity to say we're cleaning this whole thing out. But I think that sometimes that factors in. And
Andrew Berry.
Yeah, Andrew Berry. Although Andrew Berry has added quality talent to that roster.
He's made some mistakes. Big mistakes over there in Cleveland.
Yeah, so those are some of the things. We'll keep you up to date with any of the other things that come down there around the NFL. Speaking of the Texans game, did you notice that the newest Houston Astro was in the building?
I love that.
Imai, the Japanese superstar who has a sub-2 ERA, and that's probably not doing him justice, his ERA in Japan this past season, comes in. He was there with Scott Boras and Jim Crane in the building. And that
feels. Did the H is up?
Yeah, man. Yeah. He is all in. I really like this addition for the Astros that came down, was it Thursday last week? I love this addition. I actually am really high on it. And I think that him being at the football game was not a small thing. I think that this is Jim Crane really trying to cultivate. We saw that, cultivate this feeling of the Astros being a destination place, especially for Japanese pitchers, because that could be a way for you to bolster what you've been doing pitching-wise.
Well, they have enhanced, and I know this was talked about last week, but sort of enhanced their whole Asia market and scouting departments. And this is a huge get. Talk about one guy changing the entire complexion of a rotation. I think he's that guy. Hunter Brown and now him and just the way it can trickle down from there. It was huge, and it was huge for him to be there as well, and it certainly, makes a statement to Houston as well.
Are you with this this person on the YouTube page? Rocky says Imai will be one and done. Remember, he signs a contract that's in essence a 3-year deal, but there's opt-outs every year. So for me, I have viewed this as they are going to do the recruit from within. Yusei Kikuchi had some pretty good words to say about his stint here with the Astros, talking about the car wash of sorts, mm-hmm. how he came in and they very quickly identified the pitches that he should be throwing. And that worked out very well for him coming from the Blue Jays. I have a feeling that hopefully factored in the acquisition of Imai. And I think that this is one where you truly validate those words. You give him an opportunity mm-hmm. to play his best version of baseball here in the States. You support him, and then you play good baseball as much as you can, and I think you could get him back with maybe a little bit of extra money on the backside.
Well, also keep in mind they've made a complete turnover in some of their coaching responsibilities yeah. and jobs. So we'll see how it plays, but I think that's absolutely what they're trying to do. Kikuchi was...
And we love Kikuchi.
We love Kikuchi. It was largely because of the Astros staff then, but also Alex Bregman. I think Alex Bregman mm-hmm. helped him a lot as well. Alex Bregman helped he and Hunter Brown a lot.
He sure did.
Yeah.
Clearly, that's not a thing that you have in your repertoire now. But,
yeah.
Hey, let the car wash work. And mm-hmm. I feel like you have an opportunity not just to retain Imai and his mm-hmm. his services, but then also I think this could be good, right? Mm-hmm. I think we've seen the Dodgers now. The Dodgers are something else entirely, but they've benefited from having this pipeline of, you know, international, particularly Japanese players wanting to come and play there. In fact, they added, Sasaki
mm-hmm.
when he came over? And I was like, I don't even think that he should be in Los Angeles. I don't think he had the disposition for it, but I think that pipeline existed. It'd be very, very beneficial for the Astros to develop that as well.
And it's also a product of just your own success.
Sure.
You know, the Astros, without the big run that they've had the last decade, I don't know if they're even in the mix for Imai.
That's a good, very well stated.
Yeah.
But I think that'll be helpful. Plus, Daikin is a, you know, mm-hmm. I do wonder if that brings wonder if that brings in more money, like for the team mm-hmm. and more money is inherently a good thing just mm-hmm. for the ownership. I know you're like, that's not my money, but one would hope that Jim Crane would return that into the fold of what you're doing of the business. And that's where it hits the fans is if you are putting more of an investment, not to say that he is not spending money at all,
mm-hmm.
but if that can tick up by any measurable means, I think that's ultimately a good thing.
I agree.
All right. Some other things that we're talking about here, what's popping. The Rockets back in action after a pretty unfortunate loss this weekend in Dallas. Dallas just keeps having their number.
They have their number.
Basketball-wise, I think it's the size. Obviously, no Alperen Şengün, no Adams, Steven Adams in that game made it really tough. You saw some of the issues there. They get an opportunity to maybe change some of that with the Suns. They welcome in the Suns tonight, 7 p.m. at the Toyota Center.
You know what that means.
No Şengün, but maybe Steven Adams, though.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about seeing the centerless, in some ways, Rockets this weekend?
Well, I think the Rockets right now are still trying to, and they said it after the game, still trying to figure out who they are with these various rotations. Not having Şengün is going to be a huge, huge hit no matter what. I mean, they're the number five seed in the Western Conference. That's not bad, and certainly a lot of time and movement that they can make. But I think they're still trying to figure it out, which is that problematic?
No.
This late already?
No.
Into January?
I have frequently said that I think that this team is in the portion of their tenure where they're judged by their playoffs and not by the regular season. Regular season serves as a laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you get yourself in the tournament, hopefully with as advantageous a place in the mm-hmm. tournament as you can, obviously seating-wise, I think you're good. They need to figure some of these things out. But mm-hmm. I thought that not having the centers really did expose how it is very much dependent, and not necessarily a bad way, on one of your better players being Alper Şengün, but also Steven Adams and what he brings to the table. So mm-hmm. it'll be good if he is capable of playing tonight to see. You might have a small advantage in that the Suns had mechanical issues. They played in Dallas recently. So they weren't able to fly in until today. I'm not even sure if they're in town just yet. I hope that they are.
It was a mechanical thing with
the
plane.
There was a mechanical issue with the plane. So maybe the travel wears on the Suns to some degree, and we'll see how that looks. But that's 7 mm-hmm. p.m. tonight. That's some of what's popping here in Loop on Sports Radio 610 on this Victory Reaction Monday. Texans got a victory. And D'Amico Ryan's hit some very interesting things. We might get into that. But coming up next, I just kind of have a very simple question for you. Are the Texans playoff ready in your mind? Let's dig into the good and maybe even the bad of what this Texans team is after an 18-week regular season as you head into a playoff game versus the Steelers. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.